Yo, 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 it's the Game Time Show, bro. I'm Keith.
Steve.
Jeremy.
And we'll be your bros for the evening. All right, bros.
What up?
We're one bro short.
Mike, you're now a listener.
Yeah, you're back to listening.
Back to being a listener.
We are one listener up and one bro down. Oh, I love the bro down.
It hurts.
But so I thought that we could start every episode going through what we've been playing recently. And I'm looking in your direction, Stevie.
All right. So I have been playing Valkyria Chronicles. I did that for most of today. It is on PS3, and it is fantastic. It is like right up. I think I've talked about it before. I can't remember.
You have. You're boring, Mikey, right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, Mike.
You really need to hear it again. Make sure you play something new every time we podcast.
I'm going to have a lot of trouble if that's the case.
Yeah. I also lost my DS, I think. I don't know where it went.
You lost it? Well, I think so. I have two. I've been trying to just give it to Jay.
He was trying to just pawn it off on me.
Well, it's not pawning it off. I said I would just give it to you because Christina should play Ocarina of Time on the 3DS because it's the best version of the game.
Best version of Ocarina of Time is still a bad game.
Oh my god. Whoa. We're no longer bros. Get the fuck out.
Bro.
Get out of here. Anyway, bro. So get out of here.
So you're still...
I mean, Valkyria Chronicles, and Jay can attest to this. We lived together in college. I play the shit out of, like, RPGs. Like, I will play them for days and hours.
You'll spend 2 days looking at a bush, hoping that it'll blow a different direction.
Right. You don't just play RPGs. You dive into the deepest, darkest corners of each and every
RPG. You're the one fool that played Blitzball.
Blitzball.
I crushed Blitzball.
My goodness. I watched more Blitzball matches than attended classes.
Me too, actually. I played them.
You're a better person for it, Jay. Jeremy.
Dude, Waka's ultimate weapon was awesome.
It was a Blitzball.
Yeah. That's why it was awesome.
Okay.
And so was Blitzball. Anyway, there's no Blitzball in Valkyria Chronicles.
Why not?
Unfortunately. I know.
What's their sport of choice?
Tank.
Tank.
They just got tanks.
They got tanks?
It's like a World War II-ish setting.
Okay.
With like some definitely like... Nazi and Jewish undertones.
But it's not a first-person shooter?
It is not, because I would not be playing it if it was a first-person shooter, because I can't figure those out.
Yeah, what is wrong with you? You're so good at every video game, but you put, like, two joysticks, and you have to operate at the same time, and you're just, like, sucking your thumb.
Yep. I don't know what it is. It's, I just like simpler video games, I guess. Simple controller design, I guess.
Well, you're a simple man. You're a simple, simple bro.
That's right. Leonard Skinner wrote a song about me.
Yeah, but let's go to our more complicated bro.
I like to think I'm very complicated.
You are.
I think Christina would agree.
Winna, if you're listening, please call in and tell us about how complicated Jay is. Oh, wait, I already know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you've been playing a game, have you not?
I don't want to, like... make any wrong impressions on anyone. I still am a complete slacker when it comes to games.
It's true.
But yes, I did make it through the character creation screen.
Nice.
For Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah, that deserve applause. This is a big step for you.
That was a huge step.
It was
the first day of the rest of your life.
First day of Ham Dandy.
Ham Dandy?
His name is Ham Dandy, and he is the finest adventurer in all the realm.
He sounds it.
He has taken me through hours of questing. I have killed many a ground squirrel.
Why?
What?
Ground squirrel.
Ground squirrels.
Why can you kill ground squirrels? Is this Oregon Trail?
It's like one of the first quests they gave me was to kill some ground squirrels.
Oh, Danielle would love to hear that. She hates squirrels. Hates them.
Even the flying ones?
Especially the flying ones.
Do they have fly? I mean, if they're differentiating ground and flying squirrels, I imagine you're going to run into
I have not run into a flying squirrel yet.
Or air
it's
squirrel.
It's probably a boss.
Call them.
There's probably a boss.
Whoa, with a giant a ground squirrel. Squirrel who has like a giant acorn attack.
I think I'm going to quit the game.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
You're quitting?
You guys have talked me out of it. If there's a flying squirrel, I'm out.
It's a large one.
Good God, I got to put this game down.
But do you play it like Stevie plays games?
What does that mean?
I mean, we just talked about how he...
Oh, diving into every...
Dives into every nook and cranny.
So...
Of RPGs, really. I guess of most games, but definitely RPGs. I mean, you watched a lot of that in college. But...
Right, yeah, yeah. I wouldn't say... In MMOs, there's so much to do, and this game has already been out for a while, so I'm already behind. So yeah. Right now, I'm just straight leveling.
You're just trying to catch up with all your bros?
Just trying to get to max level, try the end game dungeons, the harder stuff, gear up a little bit, and then the expansion will be coming out at some point in the next few months. Of course. So we'll all be clean slate and starting over.
Ooh.
And you're playing with Mike, right?
With Mike, our friend Matt Byron, and our friend Kyle.
Oh, Kyle plays
so,
it, huh?
Yeah. So.
Kyle, shout out to Kyle. I hope you listen to this one day.
Kyle, hope you're listening.
And then you flame us on Reddit?
He would. He would do that. He's going to pick apart your every...
I know.
Every being, every fiber of your being.
He just knows how to get to like that one thing that really hurts your feelings, and he gets there right away.
And we love him for it.
Yeah,
he doesn't hold back.
Respect him so much for it. Definitely.
Yeah. So that's what I've been doing. I've put quite a bit of time in with Kyle. We're leveling up together, having some fun.
What level are you? Sorry.
I am level 22.
And max level is?
50.
50. All right. So you're not even halfway there.
No, not even
not
close.
Not even close, because it gets harder.
It does ramp up. But still, for a week's worth of gaming, I'd say that's pretty good for me.
I'm very impressed.
That's Thank really you. Solid.
Yeah.
Did I achieve my homework assignment? Do
you
I get
did.
A gold star?
Yeah, so...
I need that gold star.
Yeah, you get that gold star.
I'm going to put it in my notebook, gold
All right,
star.
Yeah, you. We'll get you stickers.
I want stickers.
Yeah. We'll come up with colors, meaning... You know, different kinds of achievements for you, you know, because the achievement in like Steam and Xbox and stuff, those aren't good enough for you. You need something physical that you can rub and then scratch and sniff and smell nothing. Sounds pretty awesome, doesn't it?
Sounds amazing.
Jay can't smell anything anyway.
I really can't.
But speaking of amazing, I've been playing Hydro Thunder Hurricane.
You've been playing more of that?
Yeah, I'm such a sucker for Hydro Thunder.
As you can see, Steven, the Hydro Thunder poster on the wall behind him.
It is like very well placed behind Keith right now.
I had to get it on eBay, and it's actually an advertisement for the arcade cabinet, which is like my number one dream, by the way, is to own that cabinet. But
you will someday.
Yeah, someday.
Prima, official strategy guys.
Yeah, hook us up, please.
If you know a guy who has Hydro Thunder cabinet,
hook
you know a guy
up.
In Midway.
But
also, if you have NFL Blitz, I would love that.
But yeah, so but this isn't original Hydro Thunder. This is a sequel that came out on Xbox 360 during the summer of arcade.
I don't know what that is.
So
it sounds like there was a summer and they released a whole mess of arcade.
So
games.
I don't know if they did it for more than 1 year, but I think this one was.
I would hope they didn't do it for more than one summer.
Well,
with a name like Summer of.
Well, I just mean like they might have done.
That's poor marketing, Microsoft.
They might have done multiple summers of arcade. I don't remember. But this one was the summer after I graduated college. So it was 2010. And they released this sequel to Hydro Thunder, which probably came to the arcades in like 1997 or 98. Probably 98, because it came out to Dreamcast on 99. So it's like 11 years after it was released, but sequel to one of my favorite games of all time. And it's just kind of like exactly what you would expect.
It's Hydro Thunder.
Yeah, and it's perfect, and I love it, and it's so fast, and it's probably my favorite racing game. I guess the only thing I don't like is I wish it was brighter, which is kind of crazy to say, but a lot of the races are kind of dark. And Hydro Thunder is all about like super bright colors
super fast,
and stuff.
Super bright.
Well, it's still super,
super
fast, but it's super,
super waterfalls.
It's just super.
It's just super.
It's just super, bro. But yeah, that's what I've been playing. I really haven't had a lot of time to play because I've been focused on our website. GameTimeBro.com.
We are making some improvements.
Yeah, Jay, you've been doing a lot. What have you been doing?
I just finished up our logo last night. We tackled that together.
Oh, yeah.
Which looks great.
Yeah, it looks awesome. But we were doing a Hangout, and I wasn't doing anything, really. I was just like, just giving Jay encouragement.
Live streaming logo design.
Ooh.
Yeah, you can expect a lot of that.
Soon to come on GameTimeBro.com. Live streaming logo. No, we're not.
I'll hop on Twitch and get my vector graphic on for y'all.
Oh, awesome.
That sounds awesome. You are right.
Woo.
But yeah, you know, we got our logo. The site's coming together, but I don't know. Why do you guys want to be a part of it?
Basically just to hang out with you guys more often.
Yeah, I mean, it is a very
That's
good...
That's fair.
It's a very good excuse to hang out and play video games.
Yeah.
Talk about video games.
For me, it was, you know, you gave me this idea. Was I one of the first ones to know about it? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely... You're someone that I can come to with things, even if they're really stupid. So you were one of the first people.
I thought so. It was a very intimate setting at WAP.
Yeah, I think you were the first person that I explained kind of my feelings and my motivations.
I like to bring all my stupid ideas to Steve first.
Yeah, he's a good sounding board. I came to Jay later, and you're like Game Time Bro. I got a Twitch account, Game Time Bro.
Yeah, I mean, years ago, I saw the streaming community starting to build up on Twitch and thought it was pretty cool. And I was like, hey, I like to play games on computers with my friends. I think we could make a fun show out of this because I think we're funny. Maybe somebody else does. So I grabbed the
somebody
name.
Somebody else, please think we're funny. Yeah.
Just or tell us we're funny. Just, we don't care.
Yeah, we don't even care. Just lie to us.
Yeah, so I grabbed the name. I thought Game Time Bro would be a fun, like, co-op-y experience gaming name, so I thought of that, grabbed the Twitter, and then as I do with all my ideas, never followed through.
Yep. And that's why it was so perfect, because I tend to follow through on things when I set my mind to it.
You're a very determined individual.
Yeah. So when you
sorry, go ahead.
No, well, just when Jay said that, I got so excited. I was like, we're definitely combining all of this, and we're definitely just going full force.
I'm glad you came to me, because this is something that I've been listening to podcasts for years. I've been a big fan of it. I think I'm funny.
You're
Please
hilarious.
Please think we're funny.
You're hilarious as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, yeah, just look me in the eyes when you say that.
You're hilarious, Jay. You're a valuable person, and I respect you very much.
I'm going to cry. I wish you guys were here to see that. That was absolutely magical.
I said I wasn't going to cry. I swear I was going to cry.
So when you told me about the idea, I mean, like, first of all, I could tell you were very passionate about it, which was awesome. And I was like, definitely in. I was like, and I think I told you, I was like, any way I can help.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, whatever I need to do is good with me. I will absolutely do it. And then after the first podcast that we did, which was the second pod couple, right?
First one was just Danielle and me.
I just got like hooked.
Yeah, right, you wanted. Yeah, we literally finished an hour and a half, and he's like, "Let's do another one."
I was like, I went from being in to 100% on board.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and now, you know, now I hope to be a mainstay with the podcast. Yeah. I am, even though we're a podcast and streaming show, I hope to be the resident photographer here.
There's room for everything. That's
it's
the
true.
Beauty.
It's true.
Multimedia. A multimedia effort to this.
Yeah,
and
well,
as
I think
told you boys already, next week we're going to do our little photo shoot.
Yeah.
Got to clean this place
up. We'll get
up.
This studio.
Not covered in pizza grease.
Yeah, well, I don't
know. Maybe
I can't
covered
guarantee
in pizza
that.
Grease.
Pizza
Who
will
knows?
Probably be here.
I'm going to be wearing a pizza shirt.
Yes.
You'll be able
like
to see
a,
our faces.
Not
listeners.
Like a shirt that has pizza like printed on it, like a shirt that's actually
made
slices
of pizza.
Yeah,
I like it.
Could I eat it off you?
I would prefer that you did.
We will have video.
Could I bro
of that.
Down on you?
This just got real. We're gonna have live streaming of
bro
all of
down.
This. We're gonna have live streaming of all of this.
I've been waiting every day.
Can I make it clear that I said bro down?
Nope.
Can't take it back now.
All right. Well, whatever.
Now you can't edit. We're not editing this out. We're not editing.
We will
this
not
out.
Edit this out. I am stuck. But yeah, I know you were
probably gonna edit that out.
Steve, you were very supportive, and you said, any way I can help.
Yep.
And that was very motivating. But just to take a step back, for me anyway, I think it was like January 6th.
I think it was this exact date.
Well, it could have been. It could have been January 6th,
roughly at noon.
It was in the morning. It was probably right 7 a.m.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
It was at dawn's first light on the 6th of January.
I woke up in bed and realized I knew what I needed to do.
Well, so it was actually, it was the day I learned that Greg Miller was leaving IGN. I'm a big IGN fan just because of all their podcasts. Their site's garbage. It's just all like ads and stuff at this point.
I think IGN's site is fantastic.
Well,
IGN, hook us up.
I love IGN.
They're our competitor now.
I love IGN because of the personalities, and the reviews are really awesome. The previews, like all their articles I like, but it's just so much other stuff I don't want to deal with. But
they do have a lot of articles on that site.
IGN is kind of like exactly what I would want to do, but I didn't really even take the time to figure out what I'd want to do in my career until, you know, like a month and a half ago. Now I'm a CPA, a senior accountant in my job, and this is the first time I was ever thinking about what do I actually want to do. But it was because Greg Miller, he quit and he kind of gave this speech like, you know, you always got to follow your dreams. And I realized, I was like, wow, not only has he had such a huge impact on me, like I was kind of like shaken to the core when I learned that he was leaving. Then I realized what relationship I had developed with him, and it's strictly through the podcast. And that's kind of, you know, when I was like, you know what, not only do I want a podcast, but I want to write about video
games. The whole shebang,
man. I want everything. So that's where it started with me. Decided that I was going to podcast and write reviews. I was very adamant that I'd do that. And then when I talked with you, Jay,
yes,
we were just like, wow, we could combine all this and just produce as much content as we possibly can and just utilize all the talent we have amongst our friends, because all of us kind of bring different things to the table.
Yeah, absolutely.
Except Steve.
I'm just here.
He brings pizza to the table.
I'm just the face for radio.
You really have a face for TV.
No, you're the face of Game Time, bro.
Oh, you hear that? I'm the new icon. My face.
You're the face, right, but there. You don't.
Or maybe even just leave the Game Time Bro icon, but just put like a beard underneath it.
That it is orange.
It would perfect.
It would work.
You're our face plus the photographer,
of course.
You know, plus the guy that just rallies the troops and tells us that all this is a good idea.
Yeah.
And hype man.
I'm the hype man. I'm your network guy. I can also tell you I'm a terrible writer. I imagine that I will probably write a review for Game Time Bro at some point in our career, and it's going to be atrocious but awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be awesome.
I'm a terrible writer.
I'm going to stay off the review circuit as long as possible.
That's what I'm going to try to do, but I imagine
stick to commenting and criticizing.
Oh, good.
Editing.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Well, I actually got another bro, Matt, to agree. We're gonna kind of switch off every week where he writes a review, then I write a review. So hopefully we'll have a review every week.
Matt?
Well,
Sweeney,
the bro.
Oh,
not
geez.
The Weber.
Man, I know to our listeners it's going to be confusing, but I didn't even like. I was like, who? I literally was racking my brain for who Matt is. And I didn't know.
Well, to be fair, you have eight friends named Matt. So.
I know, but we again, the listeners won't know this because, you know, they haven't met these guys yet. But
Well, sorry, that was just a side. Well, let's pick his bro name. I guess if Matt's not gonna work, Sween. We can call him Sween. Anyway,
he's definitely Sween.
Sween will be reviewing with me, so we'll have a lot of bros contributing other things. Like I like to call them content providers, contributors,
content providers, brotographer over there, Steven.
Yep.
Let's make you the silent brotographer. Why don't you stop talking?
Bromentators. Oh, another, if we ever make like a news show,
all under the umbrella of bro.
But yeah, I mean, so I'm super excited. I want to see where we're at in like another 6 months, you know, because it's still very new.
Yeah,
it's still
yeah.
very exciting. We'll see if we can stick to it. I think we can.
I hope we can, because yeah. that means I hung out with you guys for 6 months on a regular basis.
Cha-ching!
Cash money!
And played video games.
Woo woo!
Well, yeah, so... Jay, you know I laugh when you look me in the eye and laugh like that.
Does the wheeze that...
Yeah.
It just makes me so happy.
Does my wheeze come through on the mic? Can you hear that, listeners? My wheezing?
Wheezy?
I think they got it. The audio looks pretty sound.
Wheeze test. Let's get a good wheeze.
But, you know, this all makes me very happy. But you know what also makes me happy? Disney. Vista?
Oh, right. Disney.
Disney. You know what I heard recently? Someone said Nintendo is the Disney of video games. And that really struck me, and I thought that was a very apt comparison.
And yet PlayStation makes Kingdom Hearts with all the Disney characters. Right?
Well, that's also coming to Xbox.
Kingdom Hearts is?
Yep.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's coming to Xbox One. Yep. Don't look at me like Jay.
Edit this out.
No, it's definitely true. I will edit it out. We don't know this. I will edit it out. But that's
true. Shut it down.
But I think where they were coming from is just... You know, it was now that, you know, Nintendo's been very relevant since like 1985, you know, so that's 30 years. So people that are grown up, they grew up with Nintendo, like all the different characters are such a huge part of their childhood that it's so nostalgic. And that's kind of why Nintendo can still stay afloat. They kind of ride nostalgia in a way, the way Disney does. But for me, it's just like Disney was a huge part of my childhood. Nintendo was a huge part of my childhood. They have tons of characters. And I mean, I'm just so excited to think if Nintendo ever embraced the Disney model of things like theme parks.
Oh, man.
You know, mostly theme parks. I love theme parks. Right, right. But I was thinking, you know, when I considered this, I was like, if there was a theme park, what kind of rides would be at this theme park? Are there any theme parks you would really need to see there?
You'd have to have some sort of Mario sewer pipe log flume or
log
something.
Log flume?
Yeah.
So kind of in the vein of Splash Mountain, like, because it's got to be a really good ride, right?
It could just be original. You know, original content. You don't have to compare everything to Disney.
Look, Nintendo is not about original content. They use their existing IP in original ways, yes. But,
sewer pipe log flume.
I just meant, like, at the scale. Because there's log flumes that you go up and you go around one corner and you go down. Like, what's that one? The Yankee Cannonball? At,
Canobie Lake Park.
I just wanted to communicate. Woof. That it's not the Yankee Cannonball, it's more Splash Mountain. But yes, very original. But like, so what would it look like, Jay? I mean, if it's going to be original, what are you seeing in your mind?
I'm seeing the green sewer pipe.
Yes.
And I'm seeing a log flume type ride.
Okay.
And it goes down and it goes broop, 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 like when Mario goes through.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
I'm there. I love it.
Are you in my sphere?
I'm in your whatever you want to call it.
Creating this park right now.
I know. Yeah. Let's get that on a crowdsourcing site. Like GoFundMe or Kickstarter.
Indiegogo.
We just need $15 billion.
We're good.
All right.
We can get all right, people.
So now we got $15 billion. Stevie, what are you bringing to the park?
Mario Kart go-kart ride.
Ooh.
There you go.
Or have the Mario Kart go-karts be the source of transportation throughout the park.
Why not both? $15 billion?
Right?
Both.
Both.
$1 billion to each, and then we got plenty more elsewhere.
Oh, man. So, what else we got? We got...
Well, we've got to have a...
Piranha. Let's just completely knock off Disney here some more. Petey Piranha's Wild Ride.
Yep. There you go.
The, Let's go. What can we do with teacups?
Luigi's Mansion instead of a haunted house.
Ooh, yeah.
Bam.
Yep.
Bam.
Yep. That's good.
Teacups, we could do.
Ooh, no. You know what?
Super Monkey Ball in a way, maybe? Could we incorporate
possibly,
that?
Possibly.
That's not really Nintendo, but I think of it as Nintendo.
Luigi's Mansion ride would be like the Buzz Lightyear ride where you're shooting stuff, but you would have your the flashlight to catch ghosts.
I was just. That's a good idea. It'd have to be the one, the like 3D version where you wear glasses so you can see the ghost get sucked into your gun. But for me, I would need a Zelda ride. I would need it. And I think I'd probably...
I could do without it.
I know. All right. I get it.
It'd probably be like the water temple.
So yeah, that so that's the thing.
It's
man.
A gigantic water park. So you can never escape.
If it was the water temple for Zelda as its own like park, there would be so many missing person reports because nobody would be able to get out.
I know. And I would just like put on the iron boots on Weber and he'd drown. But I was actually thinking to do Toon Link Spirit Tracks and have like a wild train coaster. You know?
Or that's another thing that you could do, like transportation around the park with the spirit tracks.
Look, there's your monorail. Look, I want a coaster. Stop. What can I have as a coaster? Give me something. Even if it's like a B IP.
Just ride Yoshi like Dumbo. That could work.
All right, we've killed Mario. What else is there?
Samus, what can we do for Metroid?
Well, she's got her ship, right? We could incorporate
that. There's your space shuttle launcher.
Yeah, there's a coaster.
Space Mountain. There's your Space Mountain right there.
Space Mountain for sure.
I think maybe like a small coaster could be like a Mario Galaxy type flying
thing. Are we just doing Mario?
Or maybe just Mario.
It looks like we're sticking them. Well,
Mario 64.
It would definitely be maybe like...
If you're like Princess Peach and right. like you have...
All right, we got it.
All right, we get it. You're ripping off Disney worse than we are.
Yeah, you're the best. about like Animal Crossing?
It would have to be
Bowser's Jurassic Park ride.
Say no more.
Double up on Keith's love.
I love Bowser. Bowser loves boobs.
Yep. And Jurassic Park.
Boobs.
No, what it would be like you would just have to separate the, you know how like, you know, Disney World, you'd have the Mushroom Kingdom, you'd have like Hyrule Kingdom,
yeah, absolutely,
and you'd have all those different areas. So you definitely have all the Mario stuff, you'd have the Zelda stuff, and you need like two more big ones.
Pokemon,
but it had to be Pokemon.
Yeah.
Oh, and Pokemon would be like
Snap.
Animal Kingdom.
Pokemon Snap.
Yep.
Pokemon Snap the ride.
Yep.
There's your Safari.
There's your Safari. There's your.
So, but can we get
right
real
there.
Pokemon?
We are going.
Or are we just gonna paint real animals up like Pokemon?
I don't think PETA would appreciate that.
PETA would probably not
give
appreciate
a fuck.
It.
And you know
we
what?
We could move this to like Singapore.
I wouldn't appreciate that myself as an animal lover. PETA. Hashtag game time, bro.
We are
hashtag
not
P2.
Hashtag P2. The P in P2 is for PETA. Give us some money.
Please. We need it to paint animals up like Pokemon.
Please.
Wait, what?
You just,
oh, wait.
Jay said it.
We're editing
me.
This out.
That was P2.
No, that was beautiful. That's poetry.
I loved it.
No, we don't want all right, PETA
so
on
we
our
have
side.
Three,
PETA's a bunch of bullshit.
We have three worlds.
PETA, don't listen to him. PETA, at game time, bro.
PETA, my name is Michael Gilmet. And you're a bunch of crocs of shit.
All right. Hyrule.
Michael Gilmet.
Hyrule. Mushroom Kingdom. Pokemon. I guess we could call it Pokemon Stadium, maybe? Pokemon?
Well, no,
I envision like a Pokemon Stadium Epcot where you just like, you go in and there's like whole park dedicated to Pokemon.
Okay.
It would be, you'd have to do like a, like the Kanto region. Like
okay.
The region that Pokemon, right. Or an early, any
yeah.
Pokemon takes place.
I mean, yeah. So we have one more world. Well, one more park. What's it going to be? Tough.
Well, then we said Hyrule.
We said Hyrule.
Yep.
We got Pokemon,
Mushroom Kingdom.
Yep.
Mushroom Kingdom.
And Mushroom Kingdom is going to be the huge one.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff.
There's so much there. And like you could, and since they've done so many crossovers, like you can use that to bring in like almost anyone and call it like Smash Brothers or something
right.
crazy like that.
Right.
But we need, Yeah, I guess I'm okay with sticking with three.
Three it is.
Pokemon, Hyrule, and Mushroom Kingdom.
We're going to get ripped on. The three listeners that we have to be like, how come you didn't think this?
What about something like Donkey Kong? Because you got that forest motif.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a Pleasure Island almost.
That makes me uncomfortable.
Thinking about Trixie Kong.
That's where all the adults go to Cranky Kong. To only wear red ties and nothing else.
Yeah, I don't know that Donkey Kong.
We're leaving it.
Donkey Kong might not be the best for our theme park, but it was still a pretty good rare title back in the day. Speaking of rare, you see that? Do you guys hear?
Professional segue.
That's
right there.
Awesome.
Professional
segue.
I nailed it.
Do you hear at like a recent Windows 10 event that Phil Spencer, head of Xbox, wore a Battletoads t-shirt?
I fast forwarded through the Windows 10 stream there and watched the important parts, but I missed that.
You did watch some of it though.
I did watch some of that. All right. Yeah, I did miss that though.
So he it was kind of weird that he was even there because it's a Windows 10.
And right.
I don't really want Windows 10 integrated with Xbox One in any way.
I do.
I don't. Just keep it out. Keep Why? Your peanut butter out of my chocolate.
I am what? On behalf
you
of,
always combine peanut butter and chocolate. That is a rule.
On behalf of PC gamers and me not actually being like a PC master race person, I think it would be awesome to be able to play with my console only friends on certain titles.
I mean, that would be cool. I just wake me up when they're there because I don't want them to screw it up in the meantime. Like, I just fear they'll screw something up for me on the Xbox One while they're still ironing out the kinks.
Did they just skip over Windows 9?
Yeah.
We're going to brush that under the rug, just like
we're
Microsoft.
We're not editing that out.
Microsoft is brushing that under
the rug. Yeah, we don't
talk about
Windows
8 and
don't
now
talk about
Windows 10.
9.
Windows 9 was a thing?
Windows 95 was.
Oh, I was.
Windows 98?
Windows 9 never happened.
They
skipped 10.
Why not?
Marketing.
But
even numbers.
Yeah, to rerail us, he wore a Battletoads shirt. Why it's significant is because that was a rare title. And Rare, which was bought by Microsoft, like, I don't know, right around when Xbox first came to the market, so 2004, 2005.
Yep.
And people have been complaining because they had so many classic titles back in like Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64 days, and
they were a juggernaut of a developer.
Yeah,
they
really
put out decent titles every time.
Yeah, and then but
you can
now
always count on Rare being a good game.
And then they got into a rut of releasing Kinect games for the Xbox One, but the Xbox One kind of has lost focus on the Kinect, and it looks like Rare's finally gonna focus back on making games people actually want to play.
Kinect sucks.
With that in mind, I was thinking we could discuss what Rare titles we'd like to see return. But for the listeners, I'll just go through a few, and you guys can then talk about what you might want to see. But so some of the good ones they released were like Banjo-Kazooie, Donkey Kong, GoldenEye, Perfect Dark, Conker's Bad Fur Day, and Killer Instinct. They had some other ones like Jet Force Gemini. They had this weird Xbox 360 launch title called Cameo. And then, I don't know if you guys remember it, but Star Fox Adventure for GameCube.
I think we all like to forget that one. Except for Crystal. Crystal's great. She should be in Smash Brothers.
I didn't even play it. It seems like you're...
I played like 10 minutes of it.
Very familiar.
And I was very much on the GameCube train early on.
Yeah.
And thank you, Andrew Arguelles, if you're listening. You sold me your GameCube
for
like $110.
Is that how you always get your video games?
Just people selling them to me?
yeah. At like a
really cheap rate. And this was like when GameCube was like a thing. He wanted an Xbox.
What
too bad for
idiot.
Him. But I just remember like definitely being on board.
Yeah.
Like from the get-go.
Well, I think a reason why that title sucked is because they just took an existing game that they were making and threw Star Fox in it. Like, it was like a...
Oh, yeah, let me be clear. Not on board with Star Fox Adventures. On board with the GameCube. Because Star Fox Adventures sucked.
Well, they pulled a Super Mario Brothers 2, yeah, where they took a game that already existed and they reskinned it. And then it didn't make a lot of sense, and you kind of try to forget. Well, although Super Mario Brothers 2 was an okay game, and it doesn't sound like Star Fox Adventure was.
Crystal was cool. I liked the character of Crystal. I know people were like clamoring for her to come back. And then even into the new Smash Brothers games, obviously she did not. But now with Star Fox coming back, they may bring her back. I don't know. But that was really... I liked Crystal's character. The game itself was hot shit.
Nice.
All right. But if you're going to bring a game back that wasn't hot shit...
My first instinct, although it's not possible, is Donkey Kong 64.
Yeah.
Because they obviously Rare made it, but they don't own the rights to that.
Yep. Yep. All right. But you got to reach for something else.
But Jet Force Gemini was really fun. I loved that game. I think a sequel to that would be cool. I say that because the easy answer is Banjo Kazooie or Banjo 3. Banjo-Kazooie 3 would obviously be...
Banjo-Kazoo 3.
Kazoo 3? All right.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, all right.
Shower me with praise, Internet. Yes.
You are the king of the the puns.
The wordplay.
The wordplay.
Yeah.
It's all about the
wordplay. Banjo-Kazoo 3.
Kazoo 3.
So Kazoo 3? That for me, I feel like is the...
All right.
Is the right answer.
But your answer is Jet Force Gemini.
Because I feel like... that when Rare starts making games again, it's going to be Banjo-Kazooie. Like, right. It has to be. Because, I mean, that's not to discredit it. Those games were awesome.
Well,
they were tons of fun.
So to
go outside, I would just reach for Jet Force Gemini.
Is there a big market for, like, those 3D platformers anymore? I don't... It seems like everyone's going away from them. So
Nintendo keeps making them.
Yeah, they do. Nintendo has their hardcore fans, and that's about it. But, I mean, I'm with you. I would love that.
But I think there is, like, a hardcore fan base that would really go after something as nostalgic as a Banjo-Kazooie game.
Yeah, for sure.
Just we were talking, like, Nintendo and Disney, it's the nostalgia
market. Let's be clear.
Xbox needs that.
Let's be clear. If there was a system called Banjo-Kazooie and I had to pay $400 to play the next Banjo-Kazooie game, I would do that. I'd do it in a heartbeat.
It's
be the
on
best
record.
$400 I ever
Rare,
spent.
Rare, if you make this, Keith will buy it.
But Jay, do you have any passion for Rare? Do you even care?
I'm going to have to go with Viva Pinata 2.
Oh, yeah.
Boom.
I want to mate more pinatas.
I thought Viva Pinata 2 existed.
Viva Pinata 3.
I have no idea.
Obviously a hardcore Viva Pinata fan here.
Come on, Rare. He needs it. He's dying
I
for
need
it.
To crossbreed more pinatas. That was weird and lovely.
I mean, if they make it, I'll play it. I'll support anything Rare does because I've always loved Rare. But yeah, Banjo-Kazooie for me, that's what I have to say. I know it's the easy answer, but as you can tell, I really want it.
Yeah, it's like Jay just said, like Nintendo, like we talked about, Nintendo and Disney have so much like nostalgia behind it.
Yeah,
especially Nintendo and Sony does a little bit.
Yeah,
with right. Like just because they've been around for so long. But that would like for if this is strictly going on the Xbox One, that would be the game because yeah. That's like that would bring so many like old gamers that have Xbox now who like the nostalgia of Nintendo. It would bring them back right to it.
And you might get some new, like, people might buy the Xbox just for Banjo-Kazooie.
I would consider it. And you know how much that I hate the Xbox.
I know.
I worked at a GameStop, so I am sort of justified to hate Xbox and Microsoft.
Yeah.
But I would consider it if Banjo-Kazooie came on.
But so good news for the Banjo-Kazooie lovers is I recently heard that ex-Rare employees who were very involved in Banjo-Kazooie have a Kickstarter or whatever, one of those crowdfunding sites. To fund their project they call Yooka-Laylee. They call it the spiritual successor to Banjo-Tooie. I'm super excited.
Yeah.
Who knows what it'll look like, but it might be the first time I ever crowdfund anything. I don't know.
That sounds pretty sweet.
Hop on the hype train. Do it, man.
Get some of them sweet shit. Edit this out because I can't think of the word.
Well, Jay, what if you got like a virtual pink backpack if you funded like $100?
$100
rewards. For... Why couldn't I think of the word rewards?
Right, tiered rewards.
Well, I don't know. I've seen how much money you spend on your virtual ship. What would you need in Banjo-Kazooie to jump in right now?
Virtual ships. Plural.
Ships?
Multiple ships.
Honey, stop listening.
How many?
Shut it down. Shut it down.
Shut it off. I am well versed in the crowdfunding scene.
Well, what would you expect for something like this?
For crowdfunding, what seems so this is a singular video game. I haven't heard anything about
it. Yeah, so I mean, it's very early stages. It's you know, it's a 3D platformer. They say it's the spiritual successor to Banjo-Kazooie, so I imagine it'll be some sort of animal with an animal buddy.
And do they have any footage, any graphics?
No, this is concept art. It's kind of like, wouldn't this be cool? Give us money before we do any work on it. That's my understanding.
This is the kind of crowdfunding you should avoid.
Unless it's Project Ukulele, which could turn into the next Banjo-Kazooie, and I will give them hundreds of dollars.
This is normally like red flag on top of red flag. If you give them money, they might very well peter out and give you nothing in return.
But like, they might give me... I'll pay for the chance that it might work out.
That's fine. I'm sure a lot of people will, and a lot of people do. That's why Kickstarter and GoFundMes and Indiegogos, they've become such a thing. Like, yeah. If you have a concept that people want to get involved in and want to help you develop, they'll give you their cash and hope you deliver. That's basically all you got to do is give them an idea they want, and they'll pay you to try and make it. Just like me.
Are you going to make a video game?
I am not going to make a video
game. I'll give you $100 right now.
To make a video
game? To make Banjo-Kazooie 3.
Banjo-Kazooie 3. I will make a poor attempt at...
Could you just draw me Banjo-Kazooie?
Yeah, I'm just going to make a flip book. Like three frames of a flip book.
It's going to be like Blando and Cthulhu.
That sounds horrible.
That's terrifying. Jay's game.
That's terrifying.
But so, Stevie, would you fund Project Ukulele?
I would need to see
like
some...
$5?
$5, yeah. Right now. Yeah. But to put down significant money, I would need to see, like Jay said, you need to see some content before people are like, hey, wouldn't this be cool? Give us money so we can start working. It's like, well, how about if you're really passionate about this, you start it, and then we can give you
money. So can I just say that I have no idea if there could be some progress on this. I'm sort of talking out of my ass, but I still want to condemn them like you're doing.
Okay.
All right. But, you know, realistically, it's very hypothetical.
Right.
But it's not hypothetical. You think we should do some hypotheticals?
Look at that professional transition.
Do you like that? Jay, you don't look impressed. I've been practicing this.
I'm not. It's not that I'm not impressed. I'm like kind of stunned. I didn't even see that coming. It was so good.
So are we hypotheticaling?
Yeah, I think we're hypotheticaling.
All right.
Jay, you've chosen one for us.
I have. This one looks good, so we're going to try this one out. It's called the Dream VCR.
Ooh.
And it is as follows.
Okay.
At long last, someone invents the Dream VCR. This machine allows you to tape an entire evening's worth of your own dreams, which you can then watch at your leisure. I said leisure, like a proper human.
You're like from Downton Abbey.
I am the Dowager. However, the inventor of the Dream VCR will only allow you to use this device if you agree to a strange caveat. I did it again.
You're nailing it.
All right. When you watch your dreams, you must do so with your family and your closest friends in the same room. They get to watch your dreams along with you. And if you don't agree to this, you can't use the Dream VCR. Would you still do this?
So, am I forced to always watch it, or is it like an option after I've woken up? Like, is it like, oh, every time you wake up, you have to watch this with your family, or is it can be like I can pick and choose what dreams I watch?
It sounds like you remember most of your dreams, and you could pick and choose at the drop of a hat.
Me? Like me? Yeah. Or like,
yeah, like you.
So I have the option, basically.
You have the option, yeah.
But I can never...
It says if you want to use the device, your friends and family... It's
basically I can never watch it without... I can never watch it on my own, so I'll never watch, like, you know, a sex dream or something super inappropriate that I would never want to watch with, say, Danielle.
With your friends and closest family.
Well, I definitely want to bro down with some bros on it, but I don't think...
A little bro dreaming?
A little bro dream. But I think it's a no-brainer if I can pick and choose. If I had to just watch all of them, I would... There's just no way in hell I'd do it. Just no way. I've got a sick mind.
I think that this
don't
is
we
a,
know it.
Don't we know it. I think this is a no-brainer for me, and it's a strong no, because I don't remember half of my dreams. So if I don't remember them, and I'm like, let's just put this tape in and see where the hell it goes. Well, and that's... it's like... Here's some shit where people are hanging off walls and sex is going on with two guys and a horse. What?
Well, it is true, because I didn't realize...
Not that that ever happened.
I didn't think about the fact that I remember some dreams and I forget others that all happen on the same night. So I don't think it... Oh, man, you've convinced me. I don't think I could do this.
Like, I don't remember my dreams. Like, some people have, like, are very good at, like, remembering their dreams. And sometimes they'll even keep a dream journal. I can't do that because I don't remember any of them. Right. So if I don't remember them, I don't have control over which ones we should watch.
Have you guys ever been just hyper aware of the fact that you're in a dream? Not just, like, but not just being like, oh, this is a dream, but, like, passing, like...
Lucid dreaming.
Lucid dreaming. Have you ever done that?
I have done that once.
I just did it for the first time, and it was the coolest thing in my life. Just so awesome. So
I think it was freaky for me, probably because I was in a weird situation in my dream.
Yeah, when that happens to me, I I'm like in the process of exiting the dream. I'm like usually in a sticky situation, and I want to get out of that situation, and I'm... like, oh yeah, this is a dream. I can wake up now.
Well, that's the
and
thing.
And that's the, like, half a second of, like, I'm aware that I'm in a dream. And so, I'm forcing myself to wake up.
That always happened to me. And then in this time, it was just like, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to leave the dream.
I can't do that.
And I looked right around and I turned it to Christmas. Like, I literally put Christmas lights on my house. And then,
just like that.
No, that's how it felt. It was the weirdest thing. I felt like I had magical powers. It was honestly one of the coolest experiences in my life.
I think you're a wizard.
Sounds like you're a wizard, Harry. Anyways, I'm going to continue on with my answer.
Oh, are you going to answer too?
I'm also going to answer, and I'm going
to... Listeners, you can just exit now. No one...
Cut out now.
I don't think that's appropriate.
Cut out now. Shit's about to get weird.
It's about to get real dark.
You say that, okay. I just want to talk about one dream that you can fulfill tonight. Danielle saved you some cake.
Danielle, if Keith didn't marry you first, I would not have, probably not. I would have definitely found you and given you to Keith
or
as a present.
Dated you
as a
for
friend.
7 years and never proposed.
Seven and a half.
Why didn't I know about this cake sooner? I'm going to
I think, well, Jay can share some with you, but she specifically said this is Jay's.
Wow.
It's a big piece.
It's a normal sized piece.
Danielle, we've done podcasts together.
I know. That was her
that's
gift
a bond
to you.
That
her gift to Jay was cake. All right. Enough interrupting Jay.
Sorry. Get on with your weird, freaky shit that you dream about.
Mostly cake.
I'm in.
No, honestly, I'm going to say 90% of the time, I have no idea what the hell I dream about. It's a very small percent. And with that information, I would say, fuck it. This is a dream VCR. Let's fucking find out what's really going on in my stupid head. And I don't care who knows about it, because everybody knows the situation. It's a dream. You're watching my dream.
That's true.
Like, this is not reality.
Could you have like a little warning, like on the tape? Be like, warning, this is just a dream. Jay's not really fucked up.
That's actually how all my dreams start.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. And then the dream goes.
And then the dream goes. It's just a warning. It's like those news flash messages when there's a giant blizzard going on. Even though you're watching your Freaks and Geeks on rerun, you're going to see that scroll at the bottom that's always telling you about the storm and the warning. It would always say, this is a dream. Reminder, this is a dream. So, like, no. I don't care what the hell my dreams are about. I never remember them. But this sounds friggin' awesome.
It does. It really does sound awesome. You're right. See, I'm going back and forth. Maybe I would.
Strong opinions.
Maybe next episode I'll decide.
Yeah, I don't care. I know I'm a twisted fuck of a human being.
Yeah, aren't we all?
Right.
Aren't we all? And that's why we're bros.
Right.
But bros, I think that is the end of our episode.
All right.
I'm Keith.
Steve, it's been a pleasure.
Jeremy, it's been more of a pleasure.
Whoa, are you one-upping me? It's been more of a pleasure than your pleasure is having.
I'm the most pleasurable.
I'm going to pleasure you.
I'm pleasuring everyone.
Yeah, no. We've been your bros for the evening.